Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, part two of our 2025 season preview. London Mavericks have announced their debut side, and delighted to say that Camilla Buchanan and Kira Rothwell joining me now. Camilla, let's start with you first. That side includes Chelsea Blackman from Thunderbirds in defence, and also Emily Andrew as well as shooter. How easy was it to get them to be part of Super League and join Mavs?
Yeah, easy peasy, Andy. a lot of late night, early morning phone calls from Tamsin to Australia, trying to secure those guys. But it was all relatively smooth, as smooth as it can be. Both players, you know, wanted to take a chance and move across to play in our league, and they absolutely seem like the right people, the right fit for this club. They're really ambitious. They're young and exciting players as well. So we knew that they were going to fit within our, you know, with our club, and it just worked out really nicely.
T's already said that half the squad's new, one of which is Izzy Phillips. What can you tell about her? What can she bring to the side?
Well, I think everybody saw last season what she can bring to a side. I mean, the kid has done amazing in her debut season for Pulse, reaching, you know, top four and, you know, being that starting position centre, taking over from, you know, one of England's greatest ever players, Jade Clark. So she's incredibly exciting, but got a really mature head on her shoulders. But I think the exciting part is how much she's still got to go. She's, you know, she's a kid and she's got her head in the right places. So yeah, we're buzzing to work with her. Her personality is incredible. So yeah, working with these guys is going to be fun.
Kira, you would have been through that team selection. I suppose, what was it like this time around, given reduction in teams and everybody's contract was up at once? Pretty hard?
Yeah, definitely. I think this was definitely the hardest year, and probably for a lot of players for similar and lots of reasons. I mean, everyone was available, and lots of teams often want to go for the same sort of people. So you often just sat there waiting to see what happens, which is a weird position to be in because a lot of it's out of your control. But ultimately, we all ended up where we're happy. So
I'd like to think that a player of your ability as well would be someone that had maybe more than one offer. Now that everything's passed, was that the case?
In my heart, I always knew I wanted to stay here. I had lots
Good
of
answer,
other considerations.
Because Cam's next to you.
It was an easy decision in the end. I also had lots of other considerations around netball that I was trying to fit into my life. And Mavericks were so supportive of that. So it was, yeah, an easy decision.
And when you throw people like Tamsin and Mickey around the place, Mel Mansfield too as well, just having that coaching staff as well can only benefit your game.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I feel like they're all coaches that I know a lot about but have never been directly coached by. And so I think that's really exciting because I know they'll be able to give different things to my game but also the team's game that can already add to what Camilla and Tamsin give us.
Next season, you'll be joined by Amelia, Susie and Izzy as well, who'll join from Rhino, Stars and Pulse. So how do you think that partnership will work?
It's like the coaches have put a whole group of people together that might from the outside look like they haven't played together, but actually a lot of us have history together. Amelia, Susie, I've played with them all the way through England age groups, Emma and Ellie too. So a lot of us have already played together. Izzy, for example, I play with at Prem, so a lot of us already have those connections, and then being able to do it in a high performance environment on the biggest stage, I think having those connections already will allow us to go far.
Cam, on the face of things, how are you expecting some of the new teams to develop? Obviously Birmingham Panthers, the likes of Nottingham Forest as well. What are your thoughts on the new teams joining the league?
I mean, everyone's got an opinion about all the new stuff.
Well, go on then.
but I've been in this game long enough to know that you've got to tread carefully. I mean, you know, I wish everyone the best. That's first and foremost. But it is, you know, it's a jigsaw piece. You know, pulling teams together. every team's got incredible lineups. We know that absolute strength in, you know, in their 10, in their what will likely be their starting sevens, you know. But this game is about tactics, is about strategy, it's about the changes that you can have for impact. So, you know, there's no at this stage knowing who's gonna produce what, which is kind of part of the fun. Like, you kind of like to know a little bit that unknown, but this is the exciting part about being in this league and being in this transition phase, is that everything is a little bit unknown. You've got names, but until you see styles, until you see how people connect, until you see what their strategies are going to be, it is totally unknown. So, but that's part of the fun. That's why we do what we do. It's the competitive element. And yeah, we can't wait to try and figure some of this stuff out.
Are you happy that you've got the people to do it?
Oh, man, the best. I mean, ultimately, we wanted to make sure that we've got the best DART, the best players, the best owners and, you know, management. And I absolutely believe that we have. So let's get this train running.
The London Mavericks director of netball is Tamsin Greenway.
What are you hoping to get out of things this time around?
That's actually a really good question. There's still an element that I absolutely love the ultimate goal, right, which is winning things. That's what it's there for. But under no illusion what building things and coming back into this role means. I think one of the biggest things for me is that, you know, the last few years, it's been a long time since I've been doing this. You know, it was WAS really when I finished there in 2018. So for me to be back in this role, life had to be in a place where I could do that as well. So I feel like having a few years away, yes, there is the ultimate goal of winning things, but for me that's kind of eventually, it's what does this journey look like, what are we actually going to build. And I feel in the role so far at Mavericks, I haven't really been able to be myself or do the things that perhaps I've been able to do at previous places. And that was what about this change was all about, really, coming back into something that I feel more comfortable doing, more hands-on, and getting into that coaching mix, which is, you know, something I'm super passionate about.
Are you almost getting the same kind of vibes to when you first entered a similar role at Wasps and Storm?
Yeah, and I think it's like the same sort of vibes. It's kind of just is what it is, isn't it? Like whenever you come in new, even if there's a club that's had history and is established, you come in something new, you want to imprint on it in your own way. And whether that's just little tweaks because what's been and gone before is brilliant, or whether that's big holistic changes, depends on where the club's at, who the people involved are. So I kind of guess, yeah, it is vibes, but it's vibes of just what I've always done. You come into a club, you decide what it needs, where it needs to go, you get the right people in and around you, and you go full steam ahead. And I think that's what's exciting about Mavs. You know, I think it's been probably a slower build up to what happened at Storm and what happened at Wasps. And that's just because of, you know, the roles that we've been in and the changes we've wanted to make and where we're going with it. And I think I'm excited about us being shiny and new this year. So it feels like everything can speed up a little bit and do things a bit quicker.
Let's look at London Mavericks.
I think the team behind the team here is really important. So Tamsin Greenway, Mickey Austin, Mel Mansfield's in there as well. They've got a whole sort of coaching, physio, but also well-being side of things. And it just looks really professional. And I think that's a statement of intent from them. In terms of signings for them, I mean, Ellie Ratu stays, doesn't she? And what a player she is. Susie Liversidge, I think, could be interesting bringing her in. But for me, it's Isabella Phillips. She had what I felt was a standout season for London Pool, stepping into that sort of centre wing defence position last year. So what can she bring to this side as well? What did you think, signing-wise, for them?
The sheer fact that not only have you got that team on court, but you've got, as you've just said, the likes of Mel, the likes of Mickey, and even if we go down to the pathway, the likes of Super Amy, Sophia Candapa as well, just building from that.
Oh, I think that's key. And I think, you know, what we're doing when we're looking at these announcements is really concentrating on the 10. And 10 is going to feel really different to us, you know, and to those coaches as well, because if there is injury in the team, things could get tricky, you know, and we've seen a bit of that in the Australian League. So what you put together underneath this 10 and underneath this Super League squad is going to be really important. And I think that London Mavericks have really thought about that.
London Pulse have added Sophie Kelly to the team this season. She told us what joining Pulse meant to her.
Oh, I'm so excited for the next season. I think the team have got such an amazing opportunity to do well and show everyone what we can do. And I just can't wait to get on court with my new team and new colours and yeah, and just have a great time.
And how is she finding the new Pulse teammates so far?
I feel like it's given me kind of a new sense of confidence. I know I feel like they like very much believe in me, and it gives you kind of the freedom to play in more ways that you know, with a bit more freedom, and you can kind of relax a bit more about it. And I think tactically I've got a couple of new different things to try, and it's just been really exciting, you know, to have a different coach around you. And the London Pulse coach, they've been great, so just having that just brings something different to my game.
Asked her if she thought Pulse can win the Super League this season.
Oh, 100%, yeah, fully believe it. We've got to do it this year.
Darcy Everett is also looking forward to 2025 after being elevated to the main squad.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. I think that the new NSL 2.0 sort of phase will be like a good thing for the sport and for like recognition for netball. And so yeah, I'm excited to see what the season brings and like the exposure that this new kind of layout gives to all the players.
And I asked her what it meant to her being in a team that included Tyler Orr.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be fun. I think having Tyler's experience from Australia and Nicole's experience from South Africa, I think it'll be really helpful. Just having those two different styles of play, I think it'll bring a big variety to the squad and just make us even more like depth and talent and depth and strength. And also having Gracie, just how it being young and just like bringing the energy and the vibes will be good as well.
And how does Darcy feel about the season ahead?
This year we've got so much depth in our squad, and we have it's good vibes as well going into the season. And I think yeah, we've got the talent and potential to win.
We've just heard from Sophie Kelly. Sam Bird shared more on her signing.
I remember her bursting onto the scene with Storm actually, and had a great game against us. Had a great debut. I don't know whether we were her first game, but she stuck in my mind as someone that just came onto court and gained really dynamic player, good attacking, goal attack, and good long range shooter. And I've liked her for a long time, and I think she sort of fits our style as well, of sort of being a quick attacker, playing with some flair, and giving that sort of Pulse bit of spice. I think she'll fit really nicely in with the attackers that we've got. And she's obviously in the England Futures now as well, and has been developing nicely as a player. So I'm really looking forward to seeing her grow within this 10. And I think there's a lot more to come from Sophie as well. And playing with sort of high standard of attacking players she'll have around her, I think we'll see her push on, show what she's really, really capable of. You know, we've pretty much kept our back end the same. I think we're renowned for our strong defensive capability, and to retain all of those players at the back end is really, really good. So I'm really happy. I think we're in a strong position to start the league in a strong way, and the new players coming in will add some extra strength and depth, but you know, the core is already there.
London Pulse.
That's a heavy defence team, you know, in terms of the midcourt players as well. A lot of them are centre wing defence, I felt. Yeah. So where's that sort of attacking wing attack? Obviously, you've got Alicia Scholes. But then Sam talked to me about Tyler Orr, and I think this is a player that we're going to need to watch. So she was the 11th player for the Adelaide Thunderbirds out in Australia. And let's face it, I mean, they won. They're pretty good.
teammate of Georgie Hodges as well.
Yeah, who's just a gorgeous player, isn't she? With a brilliant name. But I think, yeah, Tyler Orr is going to maybe provide that link up between centre, bit of wing defence and wing attack. It's about getting the ball into Liv Sheen, because what they need to do, London Pulse, is up their number of goals per quarter. So if you looked at their scores from last season, they did a lot of winning, but they probably need to put more goals on the board. You know, when you're looking at a Mary Chollock and maybe a Ziggy Berger as well. So we need to be getting that ball through. So it'll be fascinating to see how that settles. And well done to Sam Bird as well for keeping the likes of Fumi Fidoji, because there is no doubt people across the world in the netball zone are watching her like a hawk, you know, and they will want to pinch her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
London Pulse, Sam Bird has shared the news with me that she'd been keeping an eye on Sophie Kelly for quite some time. So when you get the option to sign a player like that to the side, it's only going to add to the team.
Indeed. You know, I love my young goal attacks. and Sophie Kelly is one of them. I think she is fearless. She has a great long range shot, and she's still developing her game, still developing that consistency. And yeah, great that Sam's had her eye on her, because obviously losing Berry Neal to Loughborough Lightning. They need some extra fire in that shooting end for them. And I think Sophie Kelly is a good signing for her. And Sophie is, yeah, continuing to improve. And alongside Nicola, yeah, that's going to be an exciting young shooting end for Sam to work with.
And yet again, we see yet another player from Suncorp join the league, Tyler Orr from Thunderbirds.
Yeah, and I think it's almost like our Super League is becoming a little kind of cauldron of like youngsters coming over from Australia,
yeah, but
New
we
Zealand.
Don't mind that, do we? We don't mind that.
We don't mind that when it's going to, if it's going to add value to the league, it's going to help develop the players around them. And it's going to add some excitement to it. And yeah, getting Taylor Rohr in, she working alongside that centre court, she's in there alongside the youngster Gracie Smith, who's just 15 years of age. That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. You're definitely adding value. And I'll be interesting to see how Gracie does again in this league with some of the experience that we have in other teams. But then you put her alongside your Fumi Fadojus, your Hallie Matadios, your Zara Everetts. Like, these are young players that have really found their feet now, and they're no longer the youngsters. They're the experienced now, and they're there performing week in, week out. And so for a London Pulse, yeah, they've got an exciting mix across the board. They missed out on the real experience, though. You know, when you're in like that little jam, where you go and go for goal, or you're just behind, or you're just in front, and you need that one person or couple of people that really pull the squad together and keep you pushing forward. I think last year they just missed out on that. So I'm just wanting to see who it's going to be this year, because you've still got quite a few youngsters in there in that mix.
Hi, this is George Fisher, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Karen Gregg shared more on her selection for Manchester Thunder. How tricky was selecting that final 10?
It was tough, don't we? Like, it make no bones about that, you know. It
in which
was really
case,
hard.
Well done.
Yeah, you know, it's as soon as we knew that, you know, squad, we were going to 8 teams, we were going to squads of 10 with no training partners, I sat down and pulled together a recruitment document. I ranked every player across the league in every position and kind of highlighted players that for us where we thought we could make improvements. And obviously, until you get through that final and know what that looks like, you then have to start making some really crucial decisions. And for us, it was about, you know, we've not quite got over the line in the last couple of years. Obviously, we finished top of the table at the end of the regular season last year. But, you know, really, we want to win that final. And the year before, we were beaten at semi-finals. So for us, it was all about looking at where we can make those slight improvements to go that one step further. As you know, I didn't want to be in a position where I'm naming the same squad and getting the same results, because that's then on my head. So it's what kind of players do we need to make those slight adjustments where we think we can make those gains. And it was that defence end that was critical for us, just to kind of look at where we can make those gains, where we can win more ball, we can add a little bit more height in there. Because I think our shooting unit last year was phenomenal. It was raw, it was untapped, and I think there's still a lot of growth in that unit. And yeah, losing Imo was always going to be a difficult one. You know, she's got big shoes to fill, but it's exciting that we're able to give Emma the opportunity with that experience of Amy in there as Rose's players, and Taylor obviously as a future as well. I think we've found a really good balance. As coaches, it's difficult. And when you are playing off a 10, there's only so many players you can carry who can only give you one position. And I think that's crucial in when you're trying to put all these jigsaw pieces together. I think I've got a squad of definitely nine players who can definitely give me at least two positions. Josie will argue, and we can argue because we've played Josie in there before as well. Josie can give us goal defence if we really needed to, but we know she's a solid, pretty much out and out goalkeeper, but we can throw in that flexibility. So I think when you're playing off a squad of 10, you can't carry a lot of players that are only specialists in one position. So when you're looking at what the makeup of your squad is, you know, combinations, connections, these things become really important.
Thunder, Greggy, done a decent job, hasn't she?
Greggy always does a decent job, doesn't she? Yeah.
Impartiality there, but keeping Josie was maybe quite an important signing.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. She's really solid for them at the back, and she's putting in the miles, is Josie Huckle. You know, if you watch her Instagram on the off season, she's fully committed to it and she works really hard. I think, having spoken to Greggy, it was a really tough signing window for her, you know, and she had to let go of players that she didn't want to let go of. One, because they are great netball players, but two, because they're great people. And I think that's important to all these clubs. But Manchester Thunder have their own style, don't they? So the likes of Shadeen van der Merwe, she has got a contract with Lightning. And my goodness me, watch out for her with Beth Cobden.
I know.
That could be something to worry about. But, you know, I think that was really, really tough. And I was really fascinating in that swap in terms of South African for South African. So the only player that she brought in from outside the Thunder pathway or the Thunder team is Nicola Smith from Loughborough Lightning. There's only one import, as it were, coming in, and that was because she needed to have that goalkeeper goal defence coverage rather than a goal defence wing defence, which is what Shadeen does. So the way that Nicola Smith works with Josie Huckle, who you've mentioned, and to be able to offer something different in that defensive circle, I think is the thinking behind that for Greggy. You know, and she's got such intent for this new move towards professionalisation. So she's made the difficult decisions.
And it was nice as well that she managed to elevate Ella and Emma.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, there's 10 players on this roster and 9 of them have come through the Thunder pathway or were with Thunder last year. You know, it's like this is fully Manchester Thunder and this is what they do. It's what they're known for. It's their brand. It's why there's so many Thunder players in the Roses. You know, they really nurture those players. Ellia McCormick came on last season and had real impact, and they will want to build on that. And I love Emma Rayner. You know, we've seen her in the Super League before, and she's just sort of explosive to me, you know, and she offers something a little bit different on the court. And I think the move last year between Nat Metcalf and Lois Pearson into that wing attack role, I think they just needed a sort of another option. And yeah, Emma's a great choice.
For Thunder, Emma and Elliot have been elevated, and it continues to show just how strong the Northwest pathway is.
Oh, yeah. Well, Manchester Thunder have always been great with their pathways in terms of right from an early age, they really build that Thunder way. And so as the players come through and come into the senior, they're already ready to step out onto the court to perform at that level. And I think Karen and the team have really created a great environment there where players come through knowing exactly what's expected of them and what they need to do to perform at that level. Emma Rayner's in, she's just 22 years of age. She was training partner last year, but again, has been in this Thunder system for so, so long. And then when you then add in some of the imports, like when you look at Manchester Thunder's team, you just go, wow, like literally everybody is a name. Nicola Smith, I think, phenomenal last season, especially in that final. She grew through the season and she has become a really hard defender to play against and very clean as well. Alongside, you play her with Josie Huckle, who is just 4 Super League titles under her belt and still loving the game. And still, I think her move just gave her a new lease of life and is playing and is getting that starting position. And then in that attacking end, when you've got Elmarie Vanderburg, again, another player for me, which just shone and grew over the season, playing goal shooter and goal attack. You've got such versatility there. Lois Pearson, probably one of the best goal attacks in the league last season. Just so calm and measured and just goes about her business, but works so, so hard and has such an effect. And Paige Reed to mix up that rotational shooter. And I've not even mentioned Amy Carter. So like you've got so many players in there that you just think, is this now a chance for Thunder to regain that title? And you would think they stand a very good chance of doing that with this squad.
New to the league is Nottingham Forest netball. Chelsea explained more about the debut season, and we also spoke to their inaugural captain, Neve Cooper.
When I got a text message from Karen Atkinson saying, hey, can we have a conversation? And hearing about what Nottingham Forest is about, what they want to try and achieve, the support network that they have to be able to help myself go from being an athlete to a head coach, as well as their vision, were all things that I was like, I have to say yes to this opportunity, because it's something that doesn't come around every single day. And for it to be attached and aligned under such a amazing sporting banner is something that is exciting for myself, but also the sport of netball. I'm extremely passionate about my sport. So when I had that first interview, and I remember signing off from it going, wow, this is something I want to be a part of.
Chelsea Pittman is, well, a legend of netball, isn't she? I mean, I've played against her a few times. I'm not sure she would remember that, but I certainly do. And, you know, gold medalist with the Roses in such a successful Commonwealth Games, previous diamond, has experience across Super League and Suncorp. Getting a chance to even speak to her was unreal. And the vision that she has for Nottingham Forest netball over the next couple of years is so forward thinking and so where we want female sport to be and so where we want netball to be in this professional era, and just really was probably a no brainer for me in terms of how exciting it could be. I do think they're going to be leaders in their own right in this new professional era. I think Nottingham Forest is going to very much lead the way. And so I think an opportunity, especially towards the end of my career, of being a part of that was just something I couldn't turn down.
And Iona Christiansen will also be part of their debut side.
It was super, super exciting to get a contract from Forest and be part of a new franchise. And I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to be back playing in the Super League. And I think, yeah, we've got a pretty exciting group of girls together at Forest and obviously under the head coach Chelsea and Shona as well. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can produce this year.
Obviously, you've worked with Karen in the past as well, and she's going to bring so much to the franchise.
Yeah, I think she's working really closely with Chelsea, and she was obviously involved a little bit at the beginning with the recruitment and stuff like that. And I mean, Karen's got such a brilliant netball brain. She's been involved in lots of different pathways. So to have her as in part of the Forest franchise, and albeit from a distance, yeah, it's really good that she can be involved too.
The integration of the Nottingham Forest name, the brand, we saw something similar at Wasps, Blessed Soul, but that's important, isn't it? It's just the almost one brand, one club kind of approach.
Yeah, it's massive. And it definitely feels like that as well. I mean, to have the backing from the football, that both the men's and the women's game, that's huge. They've obviously got brilliant facilities. They're a big club. They've got loads of supporters. And it's great to feel part of them, that bigger franchise piece and, yeah, bigger kind of Nottingham Forest family. And it's great that netball can be a part of that, and that the people kind of at the top of Nottingham Forest have really, really backed the netball and really want to support us all the way.
Nottingham Forest, you've spoken to Chelsea, I've spoken to Chelsea. What challenges do you think she's going to face?
Oh, I think it's a really big job. You know, Nottingham Forest, in terms of the football team, very, very well known. So there's sort of an expectation there already with the netball team, although they are a brand new franchise. And I think it's just going to be establishing those connections quite quickly and creating a culture that everybody can get behind. So what is Chelsea going to bring to that role, and what she's going to ask those girls to follow? Because when I was speaking to Serena about it, you know, she sort of said, you need to really trust the person on your left and on your right. You're going into battle, essentially, with these girls. And, you know, you need everybody to be on the same page and to believe the same thing so that those connections do flow through court. And I think that to generate that quite quickly for Super League 2025 is not going to be easy, and that'll be a build. You know, I don't know, we can't necessarily expect everything straight away from this league. It's going to be a process. But what I love about the team that Chelsea has put together is that she's thought about the pairings. So she's got a bookend, as it were, at each end of the court in terms of goal shooter and goalkeeper, and she's brought in two new internationals to do that. So again, a South African player that's been playing out in Australia, who's called Stroitka, and Kadondi, who we recognise from the Uganda She Cranes as well. So really sort of explosive power, something a little bit different in that defensive circle. But then she's recruited pairs of people. So she's got Tash Pavlin and Jada from Team Bath. So there's two there in terms of defence. Then she's got Hannah Layton and Iona Christian from Strathclyde Sirens. Again, it's a two. And Rhea Dixon and Freya Henschel from Loughborough Lightning. So she's sort of thought about pairings that already work and how she can build on that.
Nottingham Forest, Chelsea's got a lot of known combos in that squad.
Yeah, she really has. And I think that is definitely smart of her, because you've got Iona Christian and Hannah Layton. They've been together in Scotland. Rhea Dixon and Bree Grierson, they spent time when they were at Leeds. Jada Pekova and Tash Pavlin at Bath. But it's not just players that have been in the same team. They've been in those same units. Jada and Tash, both in that defensive end. Bree and Rhea in that goal attack, wing attack position. So again, it's good for her, because Nottingham Forest Netball, a brand new team, but you want to not be so far on that back foot when you're just trying to build players and connections. If you've got some connections already built and developed, you can then kind of work around that. And I think that's really, really clever from Chelsea to get these combinations together and then add in your Roland Strucker and your Polida Kodondi as your imports, who are, yeah, they're so solid and so strong. Very impressed with Polida when she was playing with Uganda. She is so wily, comes out with ball that you just don't think. She's so athletic. And I think she can only grow and develop further playing in our league. And Rolene really come into fruition, her strength and her mindset, so accurate on the shot. She spent a little bit of time down in Australia with the Mavericks in their kind of training setup, had a couple of games last season. But she is fearless. When I saw her play up against Australia, when she started her international journey, she didn't blink an eyelid. She, even up against the world number one, she still came and stood her ground. So again, another good signing to add to that. And it's now a case then, how can you make these players into a strong, consistent team?
How quickly will there be pressure on Chelsea and the rest of the team to hit the ground running?
I don't know whether you say pressure. The pressure, everyone puts that on themselves to perform week in, week out. But I think they will get a little bit of leeway compared to some of the more established teams because they are new into the league. But I think as a high performance team, you're looking to bring those results straight away.
So how does Pamela feel that this new era of the sport will add to the game in the UK?
This is like Super League 2.0 now. So you're starting from afresh. This is a new league. New teams, the new philosophy going into the professional era over the next few years is the plan. So we're starting from fresh. Let's go.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, you know I am. You know I am.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.